Well, now we get a chance to have a wonderful word from Abbot Jeremy Driscoll at the Mount Angel Abbey.
Hello, my friends, again from the monks of Mount Angel. And it's time for our weekly visit, I guess. You know, every week before I record one of these messages for you, just the idea is to let you know we're thinking of you. I was thinking, oh dear, what am I going to speak about this time? But I had topics all through Lent and Easter season. You know, when talking about the Lenten Gospels, that kept me going for a while with topics. And then all through Easter, that was fun, Pentecost. And then after Pentecost, I said, oh no, what do I do? And then there was Holy Trinity and Corpus Christi, but oh, now, out of topics. So what do we talk about? Maybe we could try this. Remember how, those of you that have been following for a while, how after Christmas and Epiphany, we spend a number of reflections on the hidden years of Jesus. I shared with you my love for imagining those years. What was Jesus like? What was he doing from the ages of 12 to 30? And we had some fun. I hope you've had fun. I did. Piecing together from clues that the scriptures give us, moving forward with this last scene of his as a 12-year-old boy where he says, I had to be in my father's house. I had to be about my father's business. And what would it be like for him to have been a teenage boy growing up with that? And then we work backwards from his parables. You know, I pointed out that Jesus just suddenly bump onto the scene giving these brilliant preaching. No, he grew into that somehow, the kind of man that he was. So we spent a lot of time on that, and one could spend plenty of time on it. I offered a key there about how we're to look at the figure of Jesus, that from the first moment of his conception, he is God with us in his humanity, which he has assumed, which is what he's doing thereby is sanctifying every stage of our humanity. Wonderful thought, huh? But I want to talk some more about the hidden years of Jesus, but in a different direction. Now, the hidden years, well, here. At the very end of the Gospel of John, you probably know this line, the evangelist says, many other things Jesus said and did that have not been written here in his gospel. Indeed, if everything that Jesus said and did were to be written, I don't think all the books in the world could contain them. And, you know, you sort of think, was the evangelist saying, wow, did Jesus do that much that you couldn't write about everything? I mean, we're only talking maybe 40, 50 days here. I think the evangelist was obliquely referring to the future. All the things that Jesus said and did, he is still doing them in us. Now he lives his hidden years in us. And there are any number of scriptural verses that will tell us that. I jotted some of them down. And we could talk about this for weeks and may do, but I mean, listen to this, this is from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, anyone who loves me will be true to my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling in him. He does this. The Father and the Son dwell in the person that believes in Jesus, such that that person's life is the relationship of the Father and the Son. That's hidden. These are Jesus's hidden years. I want to suggest in you, in me, in the monks of this monastery. Here's another one. Jesus said, a little while and you will see me no more. And again a little while and you will see me. And because I live, you also will live. That's a verse you could just meditate on forever. He says this before his death. A little while and you will see me no more. Again, a little while and you will see me. That means like, well, he dies, we see him no more. He lives as risen one, we see him again. But the important part is what he says next. And because I live, you also will live. we're living out of his life. So this too is Jesus' hidden years. Or we have this from Paul. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. What a thought, my friends. What a thought. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And then he foresees a problem. Like I still live my human life, he says. It's like saying, yeah, it's still me. It's not. It doesn't seem like Jesus, does it? He said, I still live my human life, but it is a life of faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. And so this life of faith, that means it's a hidden life. A hidden life, but the real life that is in me is Christ who lives in me. And then he says, in another letter, you have died, and your life is hidden now with Christ in God. When Christ our life appears, then you will appear with him in glory. This is tremendous. You know, our life is hidden with Christ in God. Think of that. Those are his hidden years, still going. No one sees it except we see it and experience it in faith. And here's another one, circling back to the Gospel of John, where from the cross Jesus says, seeing his beloved disciple, he says to his mother, woman, behold your son. And to the son, he says, son, behold your mother. What happens there is that, in a sense, Jesus is changing us out for himself and his relationship with his mother. That's hidden too, that Mary is my mother, the mother of the Son, the mother of Jesus in me. She is that to every believer. Anyhow, that's the thought for the hidden years now. And maybe I'll come back to these verses in coming weeks. They're beautiful things to think about. Anyhow, we're thinking of you, the monks of Mount Angel. God bless you. Be at peace.